But right now we've got Pokey LaFarge. Pokey LaFarge is an Illinois native who has called St. Louis his home for a number of years. He caused quite a stir at Pickathon in 2007 and now has a band called the South City 3, in which they've recorded three albums, now the latest being The Middle of Everywhere, which just came out last week. This Renaissance man of old-time charm and good intentions has also caught the ear of Jack White. He recorded with Jack's Third Man Records as part of Jack's new singles series on that label. And Pokey was in town last week, and he was here with the band, and he, of course, popped in the Roadhouse, naturally, and it went a little something like this.
Great to have Pokey LaFarge in the South City 3.
Thanks for having us.
Good to be here. Let's do the St. Louis crawl, boys. 2, 3, and...
Backyard, just shaking like this, do the St. Louis Crow. Yeah, the St. Louis Crow. I don't need a bad thing, babe, the St. Louis Crow. Here we go, boys. Shake your bed to the St. Louis Crow.
All around
yeah,
the
Yeah, man,
the
St. Louis Crow.
Down well, that's the crawl.
You don't need a bad thing, baby, to the St. Louis Crow. And Nellie, old and gray, where she did that crawl, and she died away to the St. Louis Crow. Yeah, the St. Louis Crow. Yeah, you don't need a bad thing, go on, man, to that St. Louis Crow.
Something for the people back home. Well, we haven't been there in a while, so let's do a traveling tune then, huh? Pack it up.
Your troubles got you outnumbered. You know that you got to go somewhere, so then you can do something to ease your worried mind. Who cares what they say? It's your chance to make it your way. I suggest you take it today before you run out of time. Go and pack your old suitcase, this time do it right. Come out and take your place on the road tonight.
Cast your chips in on a dream. Life's a big old slot machine. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up. Pack it up. B, C, D, E, F, G, Q, R, S, take a tip from me. Does a lot of modified scenery. Riding this great big country. So you're feeling a little rejected, confused or disconnected. Get alive, just hand select, boys, and come along with me. Go and pack your old suitcase, and this time do it right. Come out and take your place on the road tonight. Cash your chips in on a dream. Life's a big old slot machine. Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up.
Pack it up. How do people KUP feel about that? Pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up,
pack it up.
Pack it up.
On the road with Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3, in the Roadhouse tonight. Pokey, typically dapper in his high-waist slacks and buttoned-up blue shirt, slick-back hair. Pokey's great to have you here.
Thanks, man. Mom dressed me nice and casual this afternoon.
Very nice. So you're on the road. You're going to be traveling all over the Northwest, and then you're going to be at Pickathon in a few weeks, next week.
Amen to that. That's going to be some time.
Great. So, Pokey, when did you enter this rabbit hole of vintage American style and culture? I mean, have you always been attracted to old-time stuff?
Yeah, he's a... the stuff that, it was a gradual process, but I was hit pretty hard at a young age, yeah. About 13, I was hit.
Was it your folks?
He says that explains it. It was hit pretty hard.
Was it a mentor?
You don't speak in the mic too much, but I can hear you.
Was that thrift stores, libraries, how?
Yeah, there you go. Those two things, yeah. The libraries for music, for one. There was a pizza shop I used to hang out at as a kid. That's when I first heard the blues. And my grandparents, my two grandfathers were very influential, one of which is a ragtime banjo player. Mm-hmm. He got me my first guitar and banjo. So
it's been around you for a long time.
Yeah, and I just started digging into it and became a student of the stuff. I never went to college. So that was my schooling, if you will.
I did notice that about you, that you really are pretty immersed and know a lot of history of 1920s and 30s American music.
Yes, my heroes are all dead. Thank you for bringing that up.
And you're from St. Louis.
I'm originally from Illinois, as a matter of fact, right across the river.
But you're in St. Louis
now?
Take
it easy, guys. Take it easy. Got a little bit of a rivalry. But, they're all from St. Louis.
And you're there now?
I've lived there for 4 years now.
Yeah.
4 years.
And, St. Louis, not only the gateway of the West, right, but also really kind of a crossroads historically for a lot of travelers and musicians back in the day.
Demographic center, not the geographic center.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Geographic center a ways, too, obviously, with the river and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, unfortunately, a city that doesn't do a very good job at preserving its musical history.
Yeah.
And so I think, actually, St. Louis is somewhat overlooked more so than other cities when it comes to its level of influence, if you will.
Right.
Well, I guess I bring that up because your music is very much a combination, a kind of a crossbreeding of all kinds of American styles, not just one style. And so I guess St. Louis was that way as well back in the day.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, always been a pretty versatile
place. Yeah.
Well, I did learn from you that ragtime originated in Missouri.
You bet,
yeah. Which is also really a crossing of several different styles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely Missouri invention, yeah.
So your fourth record is out now. It's, what's it called?
Middle of Everywhere.
Middle of Everywhere, and it's on Free Dirt Records.
Yes.
And it just came out about a month ago, and congratulations on that.
Yeah, it came out on July 19th, officially. It was released in the States. But we were in Europe for about 6 weeks, and it was released over there for about 2 months ago. So
right.
So
and then we get our advanced copies. So yeah,
I've
been playing it on the radio show.
Yeah, cool.
So you recorded with Jack White. That's another kind of exciting thing. I how did that all go down? You recorded a single with his new label, which is Third Man Records, right?
Correct.
How'd that go down? Did he contact you, or how? What
yes,
happened
he did actually. They were playing some Thanksgiving-themed tunes around Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving, on WSM, the granddaddy of them all, if you will. And he heard us on there, they were playing like Bob Wills, Tater Pie, but he's dead, or else he probably would have contacted Bob Wills, obviously. But right. So he took the second choice and contacted us.
The Next Generation.
Yeah, and it was a Sweet Potato Blues, that was what he heard, and so I had heard word from my manager that I was going to get a call from someone at Third Man Records, and it ended up being Jack White, and we talked for a little bit just on, you know, about music, and would you like to come down and record? And that last one that we just did is on one of the records that we did.
Right, so, that was Pack It Up.
Pack It Up, yeah.
So. Now, Jack played drums on that record too, didn't he?
No, he didn't play drums on it, but he produced it and everything.
Right. How's that working
with
him?
Pretty sure I played drums on that one.
I'm pretty sure you remember.
Pretty sure I did.
It was kind of a blur. We did like 9 straight hours of recording and then...
One of the members of the Raconteurs.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
The Raconteurs
guys,
yeah. What kind of gear have you got in the studio?
Well, it's all red, white, and black.
What kind of gears you got in there?
He's got everything, all kinds of amps, like anything you can think of, vintage and modern. Like it's amazing because it was such a small room, but all the walls had quite a few selection of amps.
Cool.
Actually, I don't think we're actually supposed to. We're supposed to talk about what he's got in his studio.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're not supposed to talk about it.
Okay, well, we'll edit that part.
No, it's not a big deal. Like we can't, you know, like some things you just...
I wasn't gonna ask.
It's all color coded.
Yeah, I wasn't really gonna ask.
It's color coded.
Phone number, but yeah. So this is Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3. Where'd you find this band at, Pokey?
Yes. We actually found him.
Yeah, that's true.
Story behind that: me and Joey, the bass player here, were traveling in a band that I would describe as Chuck Berry plays guitar for the Ramones, and we saw Pokey playing on the street.
You're just saying that because you play guitar in the band.
No. But we saw Pokey playing on the street in Asheville, North Carolina. And, and me and Joey and Adam, we've all known each other since we were about 14 or 15. And, after this guy moved to St. Louis, everything kind of fell together pretty easily.
Well, you guys sound great, and the record sounds great as well. Congratulations on that. Let's hear another song.
Let's do it.
Pokey Lafarge in the South City 3.
Right. This is a tune off the new album, a little song called Head to Toe. 1, 2, 3.
Head to toe.
Head to toe.
I really love you.
Won't you see?
So listen up while I tell that I want you to know that I believe that you got something,
that special something.
Oh, there ain't nothing,
ain't
no, gonna make me wanna let you go. Not just your body that makes me feel the way I do, why? Cause you know there's so many ways to take me. I love you, but at this time, nothing else
gonna mind. Come to mind.
So what I'm saying my way, baby,
I love you from head to toe.
Show you how to
thank you. head to toe.
I really love you.
I really love you.
Won't you see?
Won't you see?
So listen up, I tell that I want to know that I believe.
I believe
that you got something
that's special.
Oh,
something.
But there ain't nothing.
Ain't
no gonna make me wanna let you go. Not just your body that makes me feel the way I do. Why? 'Cause you know there's so many ways to tell me, baby, I love you, but at this time,
at this time,
nothing else gonna mind, mind, mind. So I just say it my way.
Well, I love you from head to toe.
Wanna say it again? I just say it my way.
Well, I love you from head to toe.
All right, Pokey LaFarge is here in the Roadhouse. The new album is called The Middle of Everywhere, and Free Dirt Records just came out. Pokey and the band is going to be at Pickathon in about a week or so. It's great to have you guys on the show.
Thank you.
So, Pokey, you like traveling?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you the type that likes to go out and see
I like it so much I have to write my songs in motion.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you writing in the car, in the van?
If I'm, standing still too much, I get stir crazy. I can't even do it. So, yeah, but that's how much we travel.
Are you the type that likes to go out and find those old forgotten places in cities with history?
Certainly the best places to go, those are definitely the best ones.
Yeah.
We go to all kinds. You wouldn't believe some of the towns that we get booked to play in. That some are historical and nice, and some of them aren't so nice.
Yeah. Well, I guess you haven't got a whole lot of time when you're in these towns to investigate stuff.
That's the only thing. Yeah. Sometimes when you go to, if a place is really nice, that is kind of the curse of it, you know. You hear so much about a place, and then you go there hoping to see it.
We see lots of historic bars.
Right.
Historic pubs. And it's nice if you could play a venue that it itself is the historical place in the town.
Cause yeah. And if it's next to another one. Then
what are some of your favorite places that you've either played or just visited?
Favorite places that we played in the States.
Yeah.
In the States. Mm-hmm.
Knoxville, Tennessee?
Seattle, Washington. It's by far. Seattle, Portland are definitely, San Francisco is a really good place. We love Northern California. Louisville, Kentucky, definitely. Mm-hmm. St. Louis, Missouri.
New Orleans.
New Orleans, of course, yeah.
List goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah, list goes on. But so far, I have to say, overseas, you know, there's Brighton. A few towns in Holland. Amsterdam's always great, Dublin and Ireland. Brighton's good. I think our hidden gem at this point, we'll have to say, I think I speak for everyone, is Kilkenny, Ireland.
Really?
Kilkenny, Ireland, yeah.
Yeah, what's it like there?
Wild. Rowdy. Wild and rowdy, yeah, definitely. It's a medieval town, medieval city. They got a castle in it.
We definitely got medieval that night.
Yeah.
And they got Guinness there, I suppose.
They do.
Smithix. Not anymore,
Smithix
they don't.
Smithix is made there, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Pokey LaFarge and the South City 3 are here. The new album is out. Like I said, they're going to be a pickathon. How about another song?
2, 3, and...
But you ain't heard a while walking out the door. Isn't it goodbye, baby? Honey, your time has come. I turn the tables, now you the one on the bum. And it's la, la, la. I'm singing la, la, la. Well, I said I'm so happy, I'm singing la, la, la. In that river down in St. Louis, sweet home, I'd be the biggest catfish now that anyone had ever seen. Oh, and I never get caught.
Wow.
I never bought the hook and line.
That's right.
All the women try to catch me as I go swimming by.
Yeah, and it's la la la. I'm singing la la la. Well, I said I'm so happy. I'm singing la la la. Tell that I'm short and thin, so I can squeeze out any position you try and put me in. Well, I got me this old thing. What is this called? A laughing heart disease. Yes, I'm gonna laugh my way down any old place.
That's why I'm walking on the day.
And it's la la la. I'm singing la la la. Well, I said I'm so happy. I'm singing la la la.
La La Blues by Pokey Lafarge and the South City 3. That's from the Riverboat Soul album that came out. That was the last record. Now the new record is Middle of Everywhere on Free Dirt Records. They're going to be at Pickathon in about a week. I highly recommend this band. Check them out. Great to have you guys here.
Oh, yeah.
And those are all original songs.
Yeah.
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 Great.
Yep. Yes. The first one is a tune that's been done in a lot of different ways. The Georgia Crow, the Georgia Grind. I took it, added some guitar parts and wrote some different verses and, of course, changed the location of the tune. But I feel like you can do the crow anywhere.
Any way you want.
You can do a nasty dance at any time, any place when there's good music being played. So.
Yeah. Well, let you guys go. I'm sure Scarlett's out waiting for you. So I'm sure Scarlett is out. Oh, wait.
No, that's the touchy thing, about Scarlett. We're in a rental.
Really?
Scarlett's retired.
Really?
Coast to coast five times, 200-something thousand miles later.
Yeah.
We're flying coast to coast all over the world until we get a van.
Yeah.
Scarlett's on break.
Scarlett's on break.
All right. Great to have you guys here. We'll see you down the road.
Hey,
Pokey Lafarge in South City 3.
Pleasure. Thanks for having us.